Onesimus was a slave, which meant that he always had to do what he was told, and he didn't get to make any of his own plans. His name, Onesimus, meant something like good and useful, and he may have been good and useful to his master, who was the benefit of all his work, but Onesimus really didn't like being a slave, and so one day he ran away. And when he ran away, he went to be with someone he respected and admired very much, and that person was Paul. And you know about Paul because in these last few weeks you've been hearing about his shipwrecks and his various adventures and his efforts to tell people about Jesus. It happened that Onesimus had heard Paul talking about Jesus, and it made Onesimus want to be a follower of Jesus. And when he found out that Paul was in jail, he ran away from his master to go be with Paul and see what he could do to be helpful to Paul in that difficult time. And it turned out he was able to be very helpful. They didn't really provide food for the prisoners in those days, so Onesimus would go to the market and get food and bring it back for Paul to eat. And they didn't provide blankets, so when Paul was cold, Onesimus would get a blanket to keep him warm. And Paul liked to write letters to all the churches that he had been part of starting, and so Onesimus would obtain pens and parchment so that Paul could write his letters. And when Onesimus was not running errands, he and Paul would sit and talk. They had lots of time to talk, and they became very close as a result of all their conversations. They became sort of like father and son. One day Paul said to Onesimus, "I think we need to make things right with your master. I don't want to have the feeling that we are stealing anything from him, and I don't want you to go through life scared that you're going to get in trouble for having run away. So I know Onesimus," said Paul. "He's a friend of mine, actually, and I think he's a good man, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to write you a letter, and I want you to take it to him." Well, this was a very hard thing for Onesimus to do. He didn't really want to go back to where he'd been so unhappy, but because he trusted Paul and loved Paul, he took the letter that Paul had written, and he delivered it to Philemon. Philemon, the master, got the letter, and he opened it, and he read it. And it said, "My dear Philemon, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I know you're a loving and faithful person. You've been a great encouragement to me, Paul, and to everybody that I know of. And so I know that I can trust you now to do what's right in this situation. I'm sending Onesimus back to you. I'm going to miss Onesimus terribly. He's been a really great help to me. I'm sending him back to you, and I don't want you to treat him like a slave anymore. I want you to treat him like your brother. Welcome him like you're welcoming me, because he is your brother in Christ, and all of us are partners in serving Christ." And Paul wrote, "Our good deeds should not be forced. They should be freely chosen. So I'm giving you this opportunity to do what's right." And Paul said, "I hope that I myself will get to come and see you soon. When I get out of prison, I'm going to come and visit. Meanwhile, my fellow prisoner sends you greetings, and all my fellow workers in Christ send you greetings. The grace of Jesus Christ be with your spirit." That letter is actually in the Bible. We still have that letter, and we can read it. We don't really know one way or the other what Philemon did when he read that letter, but we like to think and trust that Paul's judgment was right and that Philemon, in fact, realized that this would be the important time to live out his values as a follower of Jesus and treat Onesimus as his brother. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. So find somebody's hand to hold. Thank you, Angelina. Gracious and holy God, we thank you for the kindness of our friends. We thank you for the freedom to work for good. And we ask that you help us always treat those we meet as our sisters and brothers. Amen.